I want to fall to the sand and cry, to scream into the night around me and beg for understanding I'll never find and that I'm unsure I even want. I don't do any of those things, though. I head back to the house, my lungs shriveling when I find Noah sitting on the last step. He looks up, then, and, as slow as ever, pushes to his feet, the lanyard his keys are clipped to hanging from his right pocket. Panic whirls through me, but my feet don't move. I shake my head, tears pricking at the back of my eyes, and he tips his head in encouragement. He kissed me. Guilt burns through my veins, and my hand presses against my stomach. His jaw flexes, but his tone is soft. And I didn't kiss him back. I pushed him away. He nods again, dropping his eyes to the sand where he stands, and when they come back up, the uncertainty within them is almost debilitating. He comes to me, the pads of his thumbs brushing under my eyes, wiping the tears I didn't realize were falling. I pushed him away. I repeat, desperately, I know. He presses his mouth to my forehead, speaking against it. I know you did. Tell me what you're thinking. Isn't it obvious? I pull back, forcing him to look at me. No, it's not. Tell me. Come on, Juliet, he murmurs, the ache in his tone crushing my soul. I can't compete here. Not when everything you ever wanted is in reach now, just waiting for you to take it. I don't want it. Are you sure? My lips clamp shut, but I nod, and all that comes out is his name. It's okay, he promises. No, it's not. I take Noah's hands, pulling them into my chest. It's not. He doesn't get to do this to us. I shake my head, breathing him in. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have gone after him. I should have come back inside with you. I should have left it alone. A shadow falls over us, and he strokes my cheek. Some conversations have to be had, even if they're tough. I know. I lower my forehead to his. But I don't want any part of anything that could hurt this. My nose begins to tingle. Noah, I want this. I want us. Baby. His hands frame my face, his palms shaking. I want you. Only you. His lips throb against mine. His eyes closing, only to open, satin blue piercing mine as he whispers. Say you swear. My chuckle is more of a cry, and I smash my lips to his, my emotions whirling. He kisses me back, the sweep of his tongue against mine serving as a promise. An unspoken whisper from his heart to mine. A whisper I'm ready to answer with one of my own. I swear.